Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
patting your dog.
I mean, you can.
You said patting your dog?
Patting your dog.
No, patting, because patting. Her dog always falls over. So just
no, he doesn't.
Put some styrofoam around it.
Very dexterous. He's fine.
He's fallen over because he's eaten things that he shouldn't.
Oh, how about that? He's a podcast exclusive.
You want me to tell that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Let's tell it.
Share it.
A couple of weeks ago, my dog was left at home alone, came home and he'd gone through a bunch of the rubbish bins in my bathroom and I found a half-eaten tampon.
Used tampon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Called the vet. They just said to monitor, make sure it goes through all right. Because that's not a good thing to swallow for anyone.
What are good things to swallow?
Speaking of experience.
Do you have a list of things that aren't good to swallow?
Oh, yeah, but
I've top of that list?
Tampons.
Mm. Oh, would you
use
put that
used
one?
Tampons.
Used tampons. Yeah. Yeah.
Non-used tampons.
Mm.
Further down the list.
No, you know what? Actually, for dogs.
Don't point at me.
I'm so sorry. I got really excited.
You dog?
You put it straight at me.
You? Were you indicating that he was a dog or a tampon?
It's
then?
Actually better for dogs to eat used tampons than non-used tampons because non.
It's not better
yeah,
for
no,
dogs.
So when feeding your dog, make sure you give them a used tampon rather than a non-used one.
Because
Tampax for all your dog's needs.
Because it'll swell
a
up.
A clean tampon expands a lot more than an already used tampon. Therefore, it's not as damaging to their digestive tract.
See what, they are impressive tampons,
you know what,
aren't
though?
They?
I'll just say, don't feed your dogs any type of tampon.
No. Any kind of sanitary product.
Product.
Avoid that.
Feed your dog food.
Yeah.
Just
or
no,
pads,
you're so right.
Because
not pads.
13, 10, 6. Oh, this is a podcast. I can't do a phone.
Oh, you can. Well, people might listen to this and call the show live tomorrow.
What would you rather your dog eat? Tampon or a pad?
Yeah. Has Bailey ever eaten a pad?
Not that I know of.
What is he doing? He's got to get in that bathroom.
What are you doing?
Why do you lock the bathroom?
Because the cat litter's in there.
Oh, this is why you don't have cats.
Cat litter. Cat litter's
what
in there.
What have cats eaten?
Don't know.
Who cares? We don't like
it's
cats.
True.
Yeah. Cat litter's in there. Well, it shouldn't drop rubbish, should it?
What?
Think about it. Jimmy got it.
I don't understand.
Thanks, Jim.
It's so good.
The cat litter's in there.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be dropping that rubbish. Littering. Litter.
Oh, funny. I get it. No,
you get it.
Good.
Yeah. Like, that's smart funny.
No, that makes you think.
Yeah.
And the good jokes do.
Smart funny. You know what
it
I mean?
Does.
It's one of those ones
mean?
Where you go, ha-ha. It's
got to think about
an
it.
An actual knee slap.
Sometimes I don't want the joke to be in front of me.
No, you don't.
No.
You got to work for it.
Mm.
You got to work for it. Don't you?
Don't want it to be too easy.
No, you don't.
Like the chase. Mm. Like chasing a...
chasing a tampon.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. What, are you worried now that Bailey... This is Grace's dog's name. I don't know if we'd said that yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You reckon, what if Bailey's got a taste for it now and he goes hunting for them?
Oh, that's
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Because I had a Rottweiler who used to eat tissues. And then when I went to the vet and I was like, he goes looking for tissues. And the vet goes, well, animals, if they like the taste of something, they can acquire that. And that's something they then hunt for. So this dog would just look for tissues.
Well, you know, dogs are carnivores.
Was that a joke?
No, it wasn't. That was just a statement.
It's a real mental image.
Dogs are carnivores.
Oh, nice. Yours is like the litter joke all over again. You get it?
Yeah, but are we talking about this? Are you talking about the tampons again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So ooh,
yeah.
That's gross. My litter joke was not even dirty.
That was just a fact.
Look, it's a fact of life, but it's not something you want to be thinking about. You know what I mean? Your dog.
Yeah, and now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave them thinking about that. Someone give me something else to think about.
Podcast. Yeah, it's on the podcast. I can do that. I can do that.
Mm.
Dogs are carnivores.
They are.
Dirty, dirty girl.
I read about sharks swimming in collective groups of animals.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, a group of dogs is called?
Pack.
No, I don't think it is.
Pack of tampons.
What is a group
it's
of...
It's a pack of dogs.
No, a group of dogs called.
I think Grace is right. I think it is a pack of dogs.
Called. No, it's something like...
Your pack of dogs.
It's a pack of dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, Grace. There's a ding. The Hit
Breakfast Show. With Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
You got something to say, Producer Grace?
No, I'm
just
all good.
Just remember red light.
Red light on. Thank you.
Red light means on air. On the air. You are the executive producer of this show.
You should know that. Been here almost 2 years.
My favourite thing once I was out with Grace and someone came up and we were chatting to both of us and they went, you're the executive producer of Jimmy and Nath. Grace's like, yeah. And they were like, that means you can fire them if you want. Grace is like,
no, they can fire me.
Yeah. But we love you.
But you are the only executive in the show, to be fair.
Yes.
Nath, Grace, yesterday, off air, not this wasn't on the show, off air, we were discussing the names for groups of animals because there's some real interesting.
Sorry, now that was unintentional.
Is that a belly burp?
No, I don't know what it was. I think, you know, sometimes when I drink coffee, my tummy goes a bit like, yeah. That's what that just. Sorry, guys, we're making lots of noises. Go ahead, Jim.
I can't even get my
what
story.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn myself and producer Grace off just while you do the story. Okay.
So yesterday, Hobart's just you and me, Jimmy. During the show, we're discussing the names of groups of animals because there's some real funny names out there, including a business of ferrets, a parade of elephants, a caravan of camels, and a gang of buffalo. And we were chatting about this. Wasn't on the show, but then it did make its way into Gossip Grace yesterday morning.
Trademark for a perfume and cosmetics business with the name...
Business?
Business.
Oh, Tiesto.
No. Do you know what a group of ferrets is called?
It's called a business.
A business of ferrets.
Learned that recently.
Fun fact, guys.
Literally, like, 4 minutes ago, we learned that. Oh, I hate space movies.
Yeah.
That's a whole different can of worms.
There's a lot of them. Space of worms. We've all learned something today, guys. Interesting.
Yeah, so we're all having a bit of fun there. So I thought I'd bring it to the show today.
Sure.
Because I was reading this out to Grace and Nath yesterday, Hobart, but I thought I'll do this on air. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the animal. You need to tell me what the group is called. We're going to do it next.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. See, bringing stuff off air to the on air.
Not much we can do from the off air chat, but this is one of those things we can. Could this be the greatest thing we've done on the show? Probably not. But we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us off air, this wasn't on the show, but yesterday I found an article and it was like the top 35 names for groups of animals. You won't believe it. And I'll be honest, guys, I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I was discussing this with producer Grace and Nath yesterday, but then I stopped and I was like, we should do it on the show. So some of the highlights we found out yesterday, a group of ferrets is called a business.
Love that.
Group of elephants, a parade.
Hmm?
Group of camels, a caravan. Some of my favourites. Now, how this is going to work, guys, is the same thing as off-air. We're doing it on-air this time, though. I'm going to give you the animal. You tell me the name of the group.
Are we working against each other or together?
However you guys want to do it.
We didn't do that well off-air yesterday,
so
let's work together.
Yeah.
Your first animal. Now, I think this one's pretty easy.
Okay.
So use your brains. Giraffes.
Oh, Grace.
Okay, so giraffes.
Tall.
Like, herd? I want to say herd. No, I'm not locking that in.
Yesterday you also gave us a couple of hints.
So I'm going to give you hints today as well.
Okay.
So what does a giraffe look like?
A giraffe.
Long. They're long.
Snake.
Long neck. Doesn't look like a snake.
Oh, God. A snake.
I regret wanting to work together.
You either teach or put you with someone.
Yeah.
Make a different partner. What do they look like? They're sort of long legs.
Horses.
Oh, they look like a pyramid. A pyramid of giraffes.
Close.
Triangle.
Triangle.
What's a very famous tall landmark in the world?
Eiffel Tower. Tower of Giraffes.
Tower of Giraffes.
Tower of Giraffes.
Oh, yes. Nice. Good teamwork, guys.
Work, guys.
Better than a snake of giraffes, whatever you were saying before.
Oh, it's a snake of giraffes.
Oh, a little snake.
All right, flamingos.
Oh, flamingos.
Now, the hint there, something that Grace is.
Clumsy.
No, you know what?
A hot mess of flamingos.
It's a hot mess of flamingos.
Yeah, no. I knew it.
No, Grace, starting with F as well. Grace is very...
Flamboyance of flamingos.
Well done, Grace.
You know, I actually did know that because at Red Parker, a store in the CBD, it has a flamboyance of flamingos on a cushion in the window.
There you go. Well done.
Okay, jellyfish.
Ooh.
Something that I like to do.
Well, we can't say that on air, can we?
Something I did yesterday when we were...
Oh, we can't say that on air.
A Pilates of jellyfish.
No. Something I did when we were
Make a burger of jellyfish.
A meal of jellyfish.
A slap of jellyfish, a hit.
Another word for slap
Clap.
Or hit.
Whack.
Giving you a little
tap. A tap.
No.
Spank.
A tickle.
Another word for spank. Slap. A
hit.
Clap.
You've Punch. Been naughty.
No, whack. A whack of jellyfish.
Starts with S. You would have got it as a kid. You're in trouble.
Smack.
Smack of jellyfish.
Smack of jellyfish. There you go.
You get smack.
Smack of jellyfish.
What did you say?
Spank. I wish I didn't.
A spank of jellyfish. Come here, you naughty jellyfish.
All right.
I'll hit you on the tentacle.
Kangaroos.
Mob.
A mob. Oh, well done, Grace. Yeah. You know what? And you've come back.
After a snake of giraffes, you've come you've come back.
A spank of...
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back in the game.
Very good.
Okay, this is one of my favourites.
Okay.
Wombats. Also starts with W.
Warren.
No. That's a group of rabbits.
Rabbits. Yes. A
wombat. Another word for being very smart or being very knowledgeable.
Wisdom.
A wisdom of wombats.
A wisdom of wombats.
Isn't that lovely?
This
is fun.
Opening my brain.
Love this.
Okay, the last one.
Yep.
Zebras is the last one.
Ooh.
Crossing.
It is.
No, it's
not. Oh. No, crowd's not gross. I would love to watch like the chaser who wants to be a millionaire one day, and then they look in the answer and he's like, "No, unfortunately, that's wrong. You have to leave." No, it's right, Eddie. Yeah. It's right.
I won $1 million.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
It's a zebra. Zebras.
I think crossings.
Nathan, I want to ask now in 131060, what did you learn to do later in life? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking like a little kid, but you're a bit older and you went, I finally want to learn how to do blah.
Older than most people when they learn to do a certain thing.
Think.
Probably.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking the question is Jay-Z did a recent interview on HBO's The Shop. Mm-hmm. And during the interview, he said he didn't learn how to swim until Blue was born.
That's Blue jumping in the water.
Can we get one of Jay-Z jumping in?
Slightly bigger.
I'm jumping in the shallow end.
Yeah. Blue, get out of the water.
It sounds like when you put your foot in the shower, there's a bit of water at the bottom of the shower.
Yeah. Quick, Dad, do a big bomb for us.
Blue being his daughter, Blue Ivy.
Sure, yeah.
He calls her Blue. He just said, he goes, I never learned to swim, and we enrolled Blue Ivy in some swimming classes, and that's when I realised I can't get in the pool with her to help because I don't know how to do it.
Well, it depends. I mean, I know quite a few people who, like, are our age, still don't know how to swim, and that's just purely because of where they grew up. There was no real need.
Oh.
There was no need to swim. Maybe they didn't have access to the pool. Maybe there's no access to the beach. I mean, people learn different things depending on, I guess, where they grew up.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a small country town, mate. Most people I know don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
You know, grow up, you know. And the thing is, like, it's such an important skill to learn because, you know, in the country people say, there is no beach. Because I think Australians, beach, pool sort of thing.
Yeah.
But in the country, you've got dams, rivers, lakes, and unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of drownings at times because you don't learn to swim when you grow up. There is something I don't think I've ever told you. I've been known for my whistling. Sweet Chili Philly hates it. Our boss. If you've ever heard this...
With a passion, he hates it.
That is not a sound effect. No. That blows a lot of people's minds. I just do the same whistle every time.
This is a sound effect. This and this not a sound effect.
Mine's probably a lot better.
Yeah.
Mate, you don't know this, but I didn't... And this, I'm not bad at clicking.
Clicking, yeah.
Clapping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to click, clap, or whistle till I was about 19 or 20.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know how to clap?
Well, I used to do this clap.
Oh, the open hand situation.
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't know how to clap? That confuses me.
Okay, so I
you just
like...
connect what you missed or...
No, watch this. Ready?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's still a clap.
No, but listen to how loud this is and watch it now.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, you've improved your clapping.
Okay.
So, that would be the equivalent of, like, dog paddling to freestyle.
Freestyle, okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't know how to whistle. I'd do this. I'd go... And then I was like...
Yeah, then you... Oh, got it. Yeah, there you go. Was there one moment when you're like, oh, my God?
Yeah, I don't remember the whistle as much, but I was with my mate, Daniel Coonan, his name is.
Yeah.
A mate of mine for a long time, and I didn't know how to click.
Mm.
And it frustrated him because I just sort of slid my fingers together. Mm. And he sat with me one night. We were drinking on my balcony. Mm. I had a party at my house. I think it might have been my 19th birthday.
Yeah.
And he shut the door and he goes, you're not going back into that party until you learn to click. Mm. You're 19 years old, mate. Get it together.
Grow up.
Yeah.
I
remember sitting outside, and then I remember when I made it, I went, oh my God.
I can tell you now, if I had known that you didn't know how to click, clap, or whistle until 19, I would probably not be your mate.
I'm gonna go further here. This might make you just quit the show.
Mm.
But I'll be honest, Hobart, this is what we are. We're honest. We're, you know, everything. I didn't know how to swing on a swing set.
Yeah, I did know this. Yeah,
until I was about 21. Mm. We're talking about where you grow up.
Yeah.
Didn't have any swing sets.
No swings.
Didn't exist. So
did you know what a swing was?
100% aware of it.
Yeah.
And so eventually when I moved to the Big Smoke, there were swings and we were in a park. Again, I would have been about 21, 22. I was a girlfriend at the time. Her name was Heidi.
Yeah.
I was taking the dog for a walk. And she's like, let's just sit on the swings and have a chat.
Yeah.
So we're sitting on the swings and she's going back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to push off with my legs.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, do you not know how to swing?
Yeah.
And I went, no. So she would take me to the park every couple of days and tell me about like shifting your body. So then that was, 21, 22. So
back to the clapping thing.
They were straight hands.
Yeah, that's still a clap.
Okay. But I wasn't happy with it.
When you, because you did some stuff on stage as a kid and that kind of thing.
But people were clapping at me, mate.
Well, yeah, but when you got a round of applause, did that blow your mind? Be like, I want to clap back at you for being able to clap.
There was a guy, Mark. He was a couple of years older than me at school, and he did the curve. There's a method. It's a curved hand thing, and you sort of that's to get the really loud clap. And I went up to him years later, and I because I remember at school he'd sit behind me because it was in grades. It'd be like the early grades at the front, and I'd always hear Mark's clap. And I said to him years later, Mark, I did it, mate. I finally figured out the clap.
Mark's actually a well-known clapper. I think we've got a bit of him here. Great for that.
That's just one guy.
That's Mark.
That's just one man.
So, I mean, you learn from the best. Don't you?
I didn't know how to whistle, clap, click, or swing. Is there anything that you learned?
Yeah, but I'll tell you about that next.
Always right. Good.
131060, jump on the phone. What did you learn to do later in life? All right, we just asked the question, 131060. What did you learn to do later in life? Later than the normal person would learn to do that certain thing.
Yeah, this is after Jay-Z came out and said he only recently learned to swim because his daughter Blue Ivy was taking swimming lessons and he went, hang on, I don't know how to do that either. I'll jump in.
Here's a bit of Jay-Z jumping in.
Yeah, we got to start in the shallow end, mate. Got to start in the shallow end.
Well, absolutely. And then, like, because you don't want to dive in because you're not overly confident.
No.
You know what I mean?
So. Got to be comfortable. I've confessed to not knowing how to clap, whistle, click, and most embarrassing, swing on a swing set.
Yeah, swing. No, I would argue the clapping the most embarrassing.
Well, look, I'll be honest. I've always, it was this, and then I changed it to.
You went from a doggy paddle to freestyle. Yeah, in swimming.
So,
terms.
Yeah, everyone knows how to clap. You just put your two hands together.
Mm-hmm.
The embarrassing one was swinging because I was like 22 at that stage.
Mm.
Is there anything that you learned a little bit later? Or were you just always perfect?
No, not perfect. Well, see, I learnt to do things, but I just wasn't very good at
them.
Something still not good at, pogo sticking. You ever pogo stick before?
I actually have not pogo sticked.
Very difficult to do. No, I've got the thing. Forward roll.
Can you now do it?
I can now do a forward roll, but I would always go off sideways. Like, really bad forward roller. I could never do it, like, just perfect.
Yeah.
Because I was always so nervous that something was going to happen to my neck, and I could never tuck, because I've got quite a fat neck.
You do have a big neck.
I've got quite a meaty neck, you know what I mean? So it's actually quite hard to tuck it in.
It's muscular, mate.
It is.
Yeah. I love the veins you get when you get really excited.
Thick neck.
It's veiny neck.
Oh, excited, sad, it always comes out. But this is the problem, because my neck was too thick, it was always hard to do just a proper forward roll.
Head,
so I'd always, like, kind of fall over and, like, a cracked egg. Off to the side.
Like a Humpty Dumpty situation.
Still not confident.
No. Like, well, I've never seen you do a forward roll, but we've never been.
Let me show you.
Yeah, go. Producer Grace, can you come in and film this actually, really quickly? Here we go. Nath is getting onto the ground and he is go.
I'm nervous.
Go, bud. Go, come on. Well, that's not a forward roll, mate. We're talking about.
How did
things.
It go?
No. You fell on the side again.
Did I?
Yeah.
I honestly thought I nailed that. Maddie from Bridgewater. Maddie, what did you learn to do later in life?
So it's not actually me. It is my partner. He's 23 and he can't read an analog clock.
Yeah, this is a classic.
This is quite common, actually.
This is a good one. This is the thing, Maddie. I mean, you don't really need to these days.
No,
Does he wear a watch?
No, he doesn't.
So to tell the time, does he just use his phone?
Well, we have an analog clock in our lounge room, and he's still constantly asking me what the time is because I can read one, and he can't.
Do you ever just lie to him, Maddie?
I have a few times actually. Yeah, he falls for it. Yeah.
Oh, it's been late to work so many times.
Yeah.
She's just getting bored of the conversation at night. Oh well, babe, it's 10 o'clock. Time to go to bed.
But now, Jim, we absolutely adore this lady. She's one of the owners of BroFit in Rosny Park. She is also the owner of multiple burpee world records. Pains me to say it was three. It's now two. But
we'll chat about that in a second.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Please welcome friend of the show, Lou Billy Robinson.
Good morning.
Lou, thanks for joining us. I guess, you know what, let's just rip it off like a Band-Aid. Who was it? Who do we need to find? Who do we need to hunt down?
Look, it was originally a lady from America, and then she's told me that somebody else has pipped her at the post, but it's not officially up yet, so I don't know who it is, and I doesn't seem to be official just yet, but okay. Hey, it's gone nevertheless,
now,
and I want it back.
Yeah, so, and you will get it back. Now, for those of you who don't know, Lou, I mean, still currently has 3 world records. You've got the most amount of burpees in 60 seconds, the most amount of burpees in 24 hours, and the most amount of burpees in 60 minutes.
Now, and the 60-minute one is the one that's
right. Yep. So how many did you do in 60 minutes?
I did 709.
709. And allegedly, it's still allegedly, how much did this person do?
The first girl got 715, and apparently the third girl got 775.
I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, because they have to watch the tape back. To
they have to watch the tape back, yeah. I do believe it, and I feel like it's achievable.
But even if the 775 wasn't real, the other, the 715 is definitely so.
Now, the thing is, when you do it, I mean, every time you've raised money for cystic fibrosis, which is an awesome cause, and of course a cause very close to our hearts. It was just Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month last month as well. You did 709, you raised $5,000. Now, this is the thing, we were just talking off air. That was the first world record that you attempted,
wasn't
it? The
very first one, yes.
And so you kind of didn't really know how it worked. You kind of just went hell for leather, but you always said that you reckon you could have done more.
I did always say that, and I kind of just let it be until I found out that somebody else took it. And then I think it's more for a challenge for myself, because I've always known that I could have done better. I think I was more worried about what music was playing in the background than any sort of format and how it was kind of my game plan behind it, to be honest, at that time in my life.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I just really want to give it another crack and actually put some maths and some science behind it and go for it.
Now, this is the thing. It couldn't have come at worse timing, because BroFit is actually upgrading. They've got a new studio coming very soon. But also, you're in the process of potentially breaking another world record outside of burpees, Lou.
Correct, yes. This one's testing me more so than any of my burpee world records have. 2 kilometres on the ski erg for time.
The fastest time to do 2 kilometres on a ski erg. Now, for those of you who don't know a ski erg, Lou, can you describe what a ski erg is to people?
Nordic ski, so pulling 2 pieces of string from above your head down to either side of your knees.
My favourite is producer Grace demonstrating the Nordic ski. Can you just, Grace, while you're outside? Yeah, okay.
Nice one, Grace.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not it, but, you know, points for enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I guess the hardest part about this, Lou, and people may not know this, I mean, not the physical part of it, but it is the financial part as well, because it costs a lot of money to attempt to a record, because you have to get an official person there and then you have to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay to be able to get your... to get it approved to say that, yes, you can do it. Just because, obviously, Guinness World Records is all around. It's a business, and it is all around the world. So there could be multiple people applying to do the same record, and they need to keep a track of it. So, it's $800. So... I'd love some help if anyone would like to sponsor me in doing this.
Well, this is the thing. One thing we know Tasmanians and Hobartians love is getting around other Tasmanians and getting around other Hobartians. Guys, let's bring the world record back to Tassie where it belongs.
Yes.
There was 3 here. There's now only 2. Let's bloody bring it back, guys.
And as Lou said, this is something you feel quite confident in beating, getting the burpee world record back.
Oh, she'll nail it. We know Lou. Yeah. She'll nail it.
Again, as you said, worried about the music last
time. Yeah, that was my priority. I did have, once I found this out the other day, I got down and did some burpees on pace to break that record, and I hit it without having done burpees for a long time.
So, yeah, without having doing the grueling trailing.
Yeah, I am quite confident.
Well, look, Hobart, if you are out there and you're interested in sponsoring Lou to do this challenge, again, she's done so much, you know, for cystic fibrosis, raising money and that. Get in contact at Jimmy and A, slide in the DMs.
Yep.
Give us a call, 131060, or even hit Billy up herself. What's the best way to get in contact with you? Your Instagram?
Instagram, yes.
Yep.
What is your Instagram handle?
Louise Calvert.
Yeah. Louise Calvert.
And, Lou, we want to help you out as well. Jim, you had the great idea as if a business does jump on board, Lou, you'd be willing to go and do the record attempt at that business.
Yeah,
potentially
that'd be
as well,
super fun. Which, bring the burpees to your workplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, like, Nathan and I have been down before to watch you. There's a big crowd there and stuff. So yeah, Hobart. And again, as Nate said, it should be a Tassie World record.
It's a Tassie World record. Yeah, bring it back. All right, we'll get in contact with this 131060. Slide into our DMs. Contact Lou. Let's bring this world record back. And of course, Lou, I mean, we'll touch base before you have a crack at a separate world record, which is of course the fastest time to do 2Ks on the ski erg. Otherwise, Lou, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we love you.
Thanks, crew.
Booyah, Jim. It is a game as easy as ABC, the way it works. Letter the alphabet. 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you get the cash. You get $1,000. This morning, playing from Mornington. Hello, Kylie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Going all right, Kyles. Now, is it true, a little birdie told me, that you have only just recently moved to our beautiful city of Hobart?
I have. I've only been here for a week.
Oh, give yourself a round of applause. You made a great decision, Kylie. Well done.
I mean, Kyle's, I love it, but also middle of winter.
Yeah. I know. I'm feeling it. Don't worry. I'm brilliant.
Whereabouts are you from, Kylie?
Far North Queensland.
Big change.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Okay, I'm glad. Also glad you didn't say Melbourne.
You guys are supposed to be quarantining. Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, live from Rest Point at the moment, Kylie. Kylie, why the move? Change of scenery? Decided to move down to our beautiful state?
Yeah, a couple of things. I was actually offered a really good job down here.
Great.
And my granddaughter lives here, so I'd be able to see her a lot more often too.
Kylie, I'm not going to lie, but you sound so young to be a grandmother.
I kind of am young to be a grandmother. You can have that out with my young fella that fathered her.
Oh, I love you, Kylie. Yeah. Welcome to Hobart. Well, Kylie, thank you for choosing us as your radio station, as your show as well, over only being here for a week as well. We'd love to have you. Yeah. Welcome to the team.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Kylie, you ready to play for $1,000 this morning?
Yep, ready.
Kylie, today your letter is S, as in S for smoke. Your 30-second start to the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Righto, Kylie from Mornington, recently moved to Hobart. Your first question, beginning with S. Give me a water sport.
Oh, gosh, skiing.
A marine animal.
A seal.
Something you fold.
Shorts.
Winter clothes.
Stockings.
Something people collect.
Stamps.
A way to prepare eggs.
Scrambled.
A cleaning item.
Sponge.
Something with teeth.
Snake.
A team sport.
Soccer.
Something with corners.
Square. Did I do it? Did I do it?
We'll wait for the timer to run out, and the time has run out.
I mean, Colin, you've given me 10 answers in
Kylie, I know you're new here, but we like to build things up. We haven't given you the $1,000 yet.
I know.
And I need to check some of these answers.
No, of course we do. Of course we do.
Let's have a look, Kyle. So, I mean, just, you know, Nathan, you stop me if you disagree with anything.
Oh, I'll stop you. Yep.
A water sport, I will give skiing. Mm-hmm. A marine animal, seal, I'll give that one. Something you fold shorts. I don't really fold shorts. I just throw them in my cupboard.
Shorts.
You know what I mean?
Producer Grace, the executive producer
you
of the show.
You should fold shorts, yes.
Okay.
So folding shorts, okay. We'll give folding shorts.
And then to come in and attack me.
No, I'm just saying you should.
I'm just trying to give
not
Kylie.
Not in front of Kylie. She just moved here.
No,
she doesn't.
I'm sorry, Kylie. I'm sorry, Kylie.
Guys, I'm just trying to give you questions.
Sorry, no. Sorry, mate. You go.
Winter clothes. Stockings?
Yep.
Stockings, give them. Yeah. Something you collect. Stamps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, ways to prepare eggs scrambled.
Can scramble eggs.
Nothing wrong yet. Cleaning item, sponge.
Sponge.
Sponge. Well, no, you don't clean, so you.
I don't clean, so I wouldn't know.
No.
Absolutely. Yep. Sponge,
okay.
Yes.
Sponge, yes.
Glad Grace is here. Something with, what was it? Something with teeth.
Teeth.
A snake.
Snakes have teeth.
Or are they fangs?
Fangs. Snake teeth.
Are they fangs or are they teeth, Kylie?
Is Kylie there?
Kylie's gone. Kylie, we got you. Kylie?
Yeah?
Kylie, are they fangs or are they teeth that snakes have?
Oh, fangs are teeth. Vampires have fangs in their teeth too, so you know.
Okay. Yeah, you do. I got those
pointy
ones.
Can't hold that logic.
No, okay. She's smart, Kylie. Mm-hmm. That's how she got the job
she
here.
She is.
Kylie, we're going through the answers.
Yeah. a team sport, soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah. But you could play as an individual, couldn't you? You know what I mean? And not be part of the team.
One on one.
You shouldn't.
It's nowhere near as fun, though.
No, that's you're right, Kylie.
Right, Jim, before this last one, it's.
Can I just say. Yeah. I just want, like, because Kyle's has just started listening to the show, right?
Sure.
So I just don't want the other people who've been listening for years, I don't want them to think that we're just going to give Kyle's $1,000 with buying her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Paying her rent, having just moved out.
Well, no, like, just buying her off.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Kyle's,
if
be
it's
honest
any
with
better, my rent's paid for 8 weeks.
Okay. So, Kyle's, before I go to the last question and we confirm whether or not, you know, you've got $1,000, I just want, because you're in that early stage, you've been here for a week, you could be flirting with other radio stations. Have you made your mind up that it's going to be Jimmy and Nath on Hit 100.9?
Oh,
100%. So, okay, well, what is it about? Why do you love the show?
You guys talk about all sorts of stuff in the morning. I've just moved here. I don't really know where anything is. And, I like to talk about what's going on in
the I like that.
Kyle, have you changed where you're holding the phone?
No.
No, just cut out there a bit, that's all.
Yeah, just cut out a little bit.
Because, I mean, I'm about to say you've won $1,000, so I just want to make sure the phone line's nice and clear.
Kylie, we haven't said anything yet.
But I'm saying when I do, I just want the phone line to be nice and clear so we can be like, oh, my God.
Kylie, say something for us. Say, hey, how you going, guys?
Hey,
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, that's better. That's better. So, yeah, something with corners is a square. Congrats.
$1,000. Yes, $1,000, Carly! Well done, Carly!
Yay! Oh, my God. I'm going to be so happy. It's her birthday today. So.
Whose birthday?
Mine. It's Carly's 13th birthday.
I didn't hear any of that, Coles. The phone line's gone. Yeah. So disappointing. It's the most anticlimactic $1,000 I've ever given away, Coles.
The phone has died right at the moment, Kylie. We've given you $1,000. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Can you
not hear me?
No, can't hear at all.
Have you gone back to Far North Queensland or what?
You know what we'll do? We'll go to a song.
Yeah.
Grace, you go outside, see if we can get Kylie back.
Yeah, because I want to reenact that.
And I also want to hear someone's birthday.
It's someone's birthday. Yeah. I don't know what's happened. I don't know. She's still on Far North Queensland reception. All right, stay there, Kylie. You've won $1,000. And we'll get her on next. Talk to her properly, hey?
Why are you yelling?
Oh, because someone needs to, don't they?
Nathan, I'd love a huge round of applause for Kylie from Mornington. She's just moved to Hobart only a week ago, has picked us, Jimmy and Nathan, hit 100.9. She said, I'll listen to you guys forever. She didn't, but she should, because we just gave her $1,000. Coles, we just had some phone issues, but I think you're all good now.
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Loud and clear.
It's almost like you're awesome. In here in the studio now. Kylie,
maybe I am. You never know.
Kylie, get your head off your leg. Whoa, it's giving you $1,000. Get
her under the desk, is that what that is? All right, Kylie. We just gave you $1,000.
I am not your cousin. That's not allowed, apparently.
Kylie.
Don't come to good old Tasmania and be doing the bloody hooking up with your relatives' gear.
Yeah, Kylie.
You know what? Oh, what? No, snake. No, fangs aren't teeth. Sorry. It's $90 now.
Yeah,
it's not $1,000.
Enjoy your $50. It's been a Valhalla, Kylie.
Hey, $50 is $50.
Oh, it is too. And a Valhalla as well, Tasmanian ice cream.
All right, so, Coles, what we're going to do is I'm going to go through, just because you had some phone issues, I'm going to punch through the questions and the answers because everyone loves listening along and playing along. And then we're going to say, you've won $1,000, and then you're just going to scream, carry on, you know, all that stuff.
Like you didn't already know, all okay, right. Kylie? Can you do that for us?
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Classic commercial radio. We give away a prize. We want bad noises.
Okay.
All right. A water sport. Skiing, yes.
Give that.
A marine animal, seal, yes. Mm-hmm. Something you fold, shorts, not me, but most people. Winter clothes, stocking, not me, but other people.
Yeah.
Something you collect, stamps, yeah, I love it. Ways to prepare eggs, scrambled. A cleaning item, sponge, something with teeth, snake. We found out fangs are teeth. A team sport is soccer, something with corners is square. Nath, would you like to do the honours?
Kylie from Mornington.
You won $1,000! Yeah!
Woohoo!
Kylie!
Oh, that is awesome.
$1,000, Kylie. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Were you waiting with bated breath to find out if you won that 1,000?
I was thinking you were going to tell me that, you know, something was wrong. I don't know. I'm blonde, so it's possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the cousin's gear, I was going to take it away.
After the under the desk thing, I think you kind of earned it.
No, you're so right, Kylie. Right. It's our fault.
Touche, Kylie.
Coles, you were saying we couldn't hear you earlier. Someone's birthday today?
Yeah, my middle child, Jason, turns 13 today. He's at Rose Bay High. So if you see him, tell him happy birthday from Mum.
I'm going to look out for Jason today. And if I see him, I'm going to say happy birthday to him. And he'll be like, who the hell are you? I've just moved here. Good on you, Kylie. $1,000. What a way to start your life here in Hobart.
First week in Hobart.
Congratulations. Awesome. And Kylie, hey, thanks for choosing us as well.
Thank you.
Good on you, Kylie. Enjoy that $1,000. There you go, Jim. Giving it away. Giving it away to a newbie. Welcome to the state. What a welcome.
Yeah, look, it's great for Kyle's. I feel sorry for all our, you know, long-term listeners who've been like, guys, I've been calling Alpha Bucks for 3 years.
Let's not lean into that.
No, it's very exciting because Dark Mofo tickets go on sale today.
Finally.
I tell you what, though, they put a post up yesterday and it said tickets go on sale tomorrow, 12 p.m.
Oh.
And I get so confused between 12 p.m. and 12 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know when, and I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, tickets could be already on sale because Jim can't figure out a.m.
Well, that
and PM,
always confuses
guys.
Me because technically, like, how long is it ever 12 a.m. for?
Well, yeah, because then
is it
just
out
say,
of the
you
PM?
Know what? Say midday or midnight.
Yeah,
just to avoid confusion.
Much easier.
If anyone out there is releasing any sort of tickets or things in the future, this is, you know, and I know while she listens, while she next time you put a post up.
Midday, midnight.
Or 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Or 1 p.m.
And then make sure you say AEST afterwards.
Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Obviously.
They did 12 p.m. AEST. But I just get confused between
them. Yeah.
No, it does. But I believe, could be wrong, I believe p.m. is midday.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets on sale today at midday. Very exciting because I know, you know, how much tourism. They are still, they did release something in the statement and it says, at this stage, Dark Mofo will go ahead.
Great.
Proceeding with caution and subject to change.
Mm-hmm. You know what got me getting some goosebumps yesterday when I was driving down Elizabeth Street and you can see the Dark Mofo flags that are attached.
Are the flags out?
They're up, mate. They are up. Of course, the red background with the big X cross on it, the Dark Mofo insignia on the cross. And it got me thinking. I'm like, oh, it's almost time, guys. It is almost time. I love it.
There is many things that I would like to do. One of them being the winter feast, especially because we don't have Taste this year. So,
we do the winter feast every year and I love it.
There is one thing I've wanted to do every year. This may be the year for it. The only problem is it's during the show. It's happening at Long Beach, Sandy Bay, Tuesday the 22nd of June at 7:42 a.m.
Winter solstice swim.
The winter solstice swim.
Something we've always wanted to do. I do want to do. Can we broadcast from down there?
Well, I don't know. The other thing is I don't want to.
Oh, well,
I don't want a crowd.
You don't want a crowd.
I don't want.
You know, there's like 2,000 people that do it.
No, I'm happy for the, because they're also doing it.
Mm.
I'm saying I don't want, if you're not doing it, you don't get to come down and have a look.
No. You've got to be nude.
Correct.
If you're coming down, you've got to be nude.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I mean, even now saying this to you on the show, I'm worried that people will get a boat out in the water and get the binoculars.
Don't do it, guys. Oh, you can do that, but just be nude.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to see, if you're going to see me nude, I need to see you nude.
I've seen
there
you
needs
nude.
To be.
Oh, you're not talking to me.
No. I've seen you nude.
Yeah.
There needs to be an exchanging of nudes.
Everybody needs. Well, we're not,
you know,
exchanging
what I mean.
Nudes. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want someone to come down fully clothed and go, oh, look at Jimmy Nath with their.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's cold.
Yeah.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, lucky you're not talking into that microphone.
Yeah.
Was that a microphone for ants? Shut up. Steve, get out of here.
I don't want any of that. But no, I do want to do the salsa swim.
No, and that's something I want to do. Yeah. Is there a private one we can do?
Is there one where, yeah. No, I'm happy if, I just don't want people
Why
to...
don't, while they're all down there, we go to Dune Kennedy and do a couple of nude laps?
Well, no one else is there.
And stop doing backstroke.
Is that a snorkel? Oh, it's not. Okay.
He's underwater. How does he breathe?
Through his trunk.
Hobart's hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and Nath, guys. Thanks for joining us. Let's do this.
Don't look at me like that.
What's happening? You guys fighting?
Yeah, because I said, are you ready to do the... If you're just joining us, we do a show rating every day.
Thanks, Nate.
You can use the piece that I just gave you.
You scrunched it up and threw it at me.
I said, have you got your paper ready? You looked at me like I'd ask you to bloody make me eggs.
Guys, I was going to give this show a 9 out of 10, and you're dragging it down.
Oh, man,
with a little end of show stink.
When... It's just, you know, it's honest. Like, you know, this is the behaviour that Grace does, and this is the way it pushes my buttons, guys. Pushes my buttons. But you're right,
Nate. Your buttons sound like? Is it that?
It is a 9 out of 10 for me.
I've given it 9 too.
Well, let's rip into it. Also 9 out of 10.
Yeah, all right. I'll go first. The reason why I've given it 9 out of 10, giving away $1,000 in Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is very exciting. I love when we do that. And also, you know, just I think all around good behaviour, good bets, good jokes from everyone. I just feel like everyone was on today.
And how good was Kylie? I mean, Kylie from Mornington just moved to Hobart as well, taking out $1,000 and choosing us, choosing your boys. That's her first station listened to. Won $1,000. We got it forever, I reckon.
Oh, if we don't, I'd be so angry.
She has to give the $1,000 back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. She has to give it back. Yeah. Or I don't know if we can take it back, but we'll pay it to her in $1 coins. We'll make it real inconvenient.
That'd be kind of fun, though, because you put them in a pile and just swim in it.
Yeah, but you get it. Well, I don't think 1,000 coins is enough to swim in.
No, you're right.
You might need more.
I've always wanted to do like a cash giveaway where there's like a wheelbarrow in the studio of like 5 cent pieces or something.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of money, but it just looks massive.
You have to guess how much money's in the wheelbarrow, and if you guess it right, you get the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, it's a classic.
You know what? Change really it. Good. 10 out of 10 today, guys.
Oh, 10 out of 10, Grace God. This is why she's the EP of the show.
Absolutely nailed it.
Well done. Okay, good stuff. Guys, go listen to the podcast from today. You know what I mean? You'll hear why it is a 10 out of 10 show. It's going to be up on Listener or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search Jimmy Nath. You know, it'll pop up somewhere. Head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. The link's in the bio.
And if it doesn't, search somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't give up on your first attempt.
Google it.
Google it. Ask a friend. Statistics show 1 in 3 people listen to the Jimmy Nath podcast.
What? You made that up.
Yeah, but...
Google it.
Whoever. Want more Jimmy and Nath?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.